Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday morning. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed, my darlings. It is sunny outside, about 82 degrees around here in the Windy City. Listen. Let me tell you something, my darlings. It is a smash-banging bad day on today up in here. Let me tell you something. I got some bad, super dope music, super dope. Listen, babies. Listen, my darlings. It is about millionaire music on today. That's what you're going to hear, my darlings. Set up my bar. You know, why do I have to go through this cotton picking Sam Hill of a mess every single day? You people know I have my drink. You know what I mean? This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. Don't you know that? So listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the founder and the CEO of Gumba Rum. Set my bar up, y'all, back there. Listen, I keep telling these people I don't pay folks to breathe around here. You know what I mean? Now, listen, y'all, let me tell y'all something up in here. These people, it is Sunday. It's sunny outside. You know, we broadcast the live. I don't pay people just to sit down and breathe. You know, everybody is walking around breathing. So why am I going to pay you just to take up my space and my air? You know what I mean? That don't make no kind of difference. Listen, get up out of your chairs. Do I have to come over there and put some dissolving in your seat? You know what I'm saying? Get up. Get my drink. Get my Gumba Rum. You know what I'm talking about up in here? Listen. I got some super bad music on today. Independent artist SGK. Y'all know I like to entertain. You know what I'm saying. Listen, also independent artist Devin Miller, M-I-L-L-A-R. He is bad. He is banging big. Yesterday he gave us a really, really nice lesson about learning to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do you. Don't worry about nobody else. Just do you. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Me, I am up here skating on the skateboard of life. You know what I'm saying? I am skating all over the world. Got my skateboard, my roller skates. You know what I'm saying? And I am having a smash hit blast. Listen, also got some music from Panupa. It is going to be hot on today. And who's going to be hearing your music? Who's going to be listening? Y'all tell me up here. Come on, engineer, baby. Yeah. Your music is being heard by people all over the world, my darlings. Listen, y'all. I said, you know something, this is just going so very well. We get a lot of traffic from New York City Podcast Network. So listen, they are the largest directory in the world. No kidding. I am not BSing you, and I am not throwing you a snowball. Listen, this is on the real. So listen, they sent a lot of traffic over to the Fierce Female Network, and I am telling them, I'm thinking about doing this live over on YouTube. I'm thinking about that. I think it would be so much fun if we did the radio version. Of course, that's not going away. Listen, I've been doing that since 2007. I ain't going to never stop doing that. You hear what I'm saying? But listen, I think it would be a smash hit ball doing it live. You know what I'm talking about. Do it live. Not every day. I can't do that live every day on YouTube. I just really can't. You know what I mean? But what I think would be really, really nice if we did this live at least once a week or once every 2 weeks, you know, but just working out how it would be done. So listen, I think that would be a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment, because you guys know I love to entertain. Now listen, got some band music on today. Before I get down into the music, I want you guys to use the keyword, the Fierce Female, over on Facebook. You know we're on Facebook all day long. Would they please get the algorithms together? I think they need me to go over on Facebook and just start playing some music so everybody can be in tune with one another. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know what's the problem over there. It keeps changing. For about 2 weeks, I couldn't even see everybody or my friends. I couldn't see my friends that was always rolling around every single day. I'm like, where did the hell everybody go? Did everybody go on vacation all at one time? Their kids just stopped possible because they didn't take me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if my friends went on vacation, I know they would take me along with them. You know what I'm talking about. So listen. So finally, it starts cooperating with me again. I said, okay, here's my people. Everybody came back from vacation, so I'm so happy about that. Anyway, let me tell you something. Use keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Let's get down with the music, baby. Listen, got an artist, SGK. Mm-hmm. Indian-born artist based in Australia, SGK, came to Australia when he was very young and settled with his family, currently in California, looking to explore and experience more. I like that. I am all about the experience. Oh, yes, I'm all about the experience. If I can't be moving about and seeing some faces on there, I'm about to drop dead where I stand. Let me tell you something. Mama is used to, like, seeing people, talking, socializing, and if I'm not doing that, I just might drop dead. You know what I'm saying? Not literally. I'm talking about, you know, just passing out from the boredom. That's what Mama is talking about. Okay, so listen. He also hopes to share different stories filled with emotion that he has experienced or witnessed in his journey so far. Listen, let me tell you something. I got some bad music from this artist. It is really, really phenomenal. I listened to it. Listen, y'all. Would y'all wake up? Wake the hell up. Wake the hell up in here. You know what I'm talking about. So wake up. This song is really, really awesome. You're going to love it. It is Kaya, K-Y-A. Ira, let me spell that for y'all so y'all know what I'm talking about up in here. So it's Kaya, K-Y-A, and it's I-R-A-D-A, Arada. I love it, Arada. Ooh, I'm going to get my music on, baby. Y'all check this out. Take a look at SGK.
Yo, SGK. That's good. Sydney to Mumbai. Let's go. Come on.
If you love me so much, why did you go to hell? I gave you my my everything. Show me the other side, I really wanna see. You left me on the floor that night. Tune aise kar diya mujhe pagal, teri baatein main bhul nahi paata. Pyar mein kar diya tune pagal. Australia se India, tune mujhe laakar. Maine aisa kya kiya, you broke me. Badal diya irada, you broke me. Please, please. Baby, just tell me. Baby, I know you're wrong, just own it. You've been playing with my heart and you know it. All I ever asked was love and you broke it. You've been making me go crazy. Dip, jaise barish girti. Tune aise kar diya mujhe pagal. You should've left me cause you know you bloody broke me.
You broke me.
You broke me. Yeah, you broke me. I was going at the days where we were ballin'. Couldn't even get off the phone until you broke it. I was swimming through the pain and you know it. How did it come to this? Only you know this. I was going at the days where we were ballin'. Couldn't even get off the phone until you broke it. I was swimming through the pain and you know it. How did it come to this? Only you know this. Harder than the mayor, harder happening. Subah aur shaam tu sapno mein aati. Couldn't even think that tune aisa kar diya. Chaand dikhti hai tu meri rani. Aage se peeche se tune aisa tod diya. Tujhe sirf mazhe lene the mujhe maar kar. Please baby prove me wrong, cause I'm feeling bad now. Dil ko dukha diya tune mujhe
chhod kar.
Baby, I know you're wrong, just own it. You've been playing with my heart and you know it. All I ever asked was love and you broke it. You've been making me go crazy. Soon as I got a D, I'm with your boggle. Should've left me long ago,
cause you broke me. If I made a mistake, would you maaf karna? Baby, I know you're wrong, just own it. You've been playing with my heart and you know it. All I ever asked was love and you broke it. You've been making me go, go crazy. Cause I know you know you're wrong, just own it. You've been playing with my heart and you know it. You've been making me go, go crazy.
Baby, I love that y'all. I felt like I just had a piece of steak with some A1 steak sauce, baby. And you know what? And then I washed it on down with my margarita, honey. Listen, that's independent artist SGK. And y'all, you know what? That song is so true. Why do people do that? In the song, he was saying some of the lyrics, he said, baby, you know you did wrong. Just own it. You know, you're playing with my heart. Why do people do that? You know, why do people do that? I don't understand. And listen, let me tell you something. It ain't got nothing to do with age. You know, love is the same no matter how old you are. Do you hear me up here? Let's have some church, y'all. Let's have the gospel truth up in here. Love is the same no matter how old you are. Listen, you could be 10, 12, 15, 16, you know, it just matures as you get older, you know what I'm saying, and the hurt gets deeper as you get older. Oh, let me talk to you up in here. Let me tell you something. He telling the guy him to, and people will do this, you know, that's why you got to be careful who you select to give your heart to, because people will play with your heart. They sure not will. They will try to get with you for whatever reason, for whatever. See, people have ulterior motives. Now, sometimes people do have ulterior motives. They may be trying to get something from you or whatever. The reason is just craziness. So listen, I like that song because it's true. We can all relate to it. My mama that had a heart broken before. Let me, I told y'all a story about, what's his name? Artis Daniel Jr. Oh, my God, he was so fine. Jesus, he was so delicious. Let me tell you something, and I am telling you what's God having truth. We had a date from heaven. Do you hear me when I say up in here? Oh, he was just so delicious. Not in the bedroom. Get your mind out of the gutters. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was just, oh, the electricity was the bomb. But now, he wasn't playing with my heart. He was not trying to play with my heart. He was a gentleman. He was a real gentleman. And he just calls me, you know, 2 days later. He says, you know what, listen, honey, I can't do this. You know, and nobody does that anymore. Nobody gives you the call to give you. He didn't say why. He did give me closure. He says, I just can't do this. You know, we were supposed to go on a second date. And he says, I can't do this. So I just want you to go ahead and, you know, just move on and just forget about me. So he didn't say why. So I was like, oh, okay. But, I mean, I was just crushed for about 2 weeks. And we only had one date. Do you hear me up in here? The power was just that strong between me and that guy. I said, Mom, what happened? And she says, oh, you scared him. She says, I took one look at him, and I could see that you were scaring him, and that's all it was. I says, okay, but I still was hurting for about 2 weeks. So, listen, that song was real. People will play with your heart. You know, sometimes people don't mean it, and I can understand that when people have to break your heart and they don't mean it, and it hurts them, and it does. When you really are for real and you really don't want to hurt a person, it's going to hurt you just as bad as it hurts them because you're being honest and real. So, listen, my darlings, don't play with people's hearts. You know, so I love that song, SGK. Mm-hmm. That is the artist's name is SGK. Remember him. He's on Spotify as well. Check him out on Spotify, my darlings. Check him out on Spotify. Okay? So y'all do that. That song was hot. It's Kaya Arada, I-R-A-D-A, is on the real. Now listen up. We got somebody else that's hot that's coming up right now. Devin. He taught us a really good lesson yesterday. Yes, he did. He taught us a real good lesson. Listen, and he is a social media darling. If you don't know that, you know it right now, okay, because Mama is telling you he is a social media darling. Social media loves him, and he's getting a lot of attention from social media. Y'all better learn this. I'm trying to tell y'all about millionaire money, okay? Millionaire money and millionaire means, because love, you know what? It opens multiple streams of income. Listen, and just for SGK, that is what's going to happen for him because his music is the bomb. It's good. And so with Devin, he's a social media darling. He's getting a lot of attention from social media. His music is awesome. Listen, he's an independent artist, and he does animation, and he does it very well. Listen, when you see talent, you got to, you know, give credit to, you know, for the talent. So But listen, he has really great talent. His music is the bomb. It is the bomb. You know, when you're looking at Devin and you're listening to his music, it's like you're sitting down at a smorgasbord. You know what I'm saying? Because he's serving up a lot of different things on his menu. He's great on TikTok. I saw a video on TikTok. I was like, the voodoo donut. I'm like, I'm old as far. I didn't know what the voodoo donut was, but I loved the video. And then he had the skit was so well put together. Listen, Devin. Listen, honey, you could easily do a film. Now, listen. Oh, God, here I go. I didn't mean to go this way. But listen, you could easily just slide right on over to the film, you know, and do filmmaking and be a director. Uh-huh. You're already doing it. But you could do it at another level. You know, honey, baby, bye. You really do it. Let me get this song playing up in here. It is by Devin Miller, M-I-L-L-A-R, Millar. Check this out, y'all. This is a good one. It's BFD. Y'all take a listen up in here.
You know you are something. There ain't no one you're company. Now love it, now love it, now love it. And everyone loves a huge loving part. All the girls feel you wouldn't want to bear a part. Now love it, now love it. That's why you want me. Now love it, now love it, now love it. It's so sweet, you so need me. I wanted you to win. Now love it, now love it, now love it, love it. I've gotta be fat, yeah. Yes, I've gotta be big fat, yeah. I'll be fat, yeah. I'm a winner, oh yes I am. A big fat yeah. It's nice, it's ugly and witty. A big fat yeah. Now get a kick off my big fat yeah. Now love it, now love it, now love it. It's so sweet, you so need me. I wanted you to it. Now love it, now love it, now love it, love it. I've gotta be fat, yeah. Yes, I've gotta be big fat, yeah. I'll be fat, yeah. I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Oh yes, I am. A big fat, yeah. It's nice, it's ugly and pretty. A big fat yeah. Now get a kick off my big fat yeah. It's so yummy. It's so delicious. That's why you want me. Now love it, now love it, now love it. It's so sweet. You so need me. I want it to it. Now love it, now love it, now love it, love it. I've gotta be fat, yeah. Yes, I've gotta be big fat, yeah. I'll be fat, yeah. I'm a winner, I'm a winner. Oh, yes, I am. A big fat, yeah. A big fat, yeah.
Listen, listen, listen. Let me tell you something up in here. That is Devin Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R. Listen, I'm going to play Omalani's testimony. And this is for Devin. This is for Devin, independent artist Devin, D-E-V-I-N. I was sitting here contemplating if I was going to play Omolon's testimony. But listen, the reason why I'm going to play it, I am specifically playing it for Devin, D-E-V-I-N, because I'm going to say something. Sit down, boy. Sit down. Sit down. If you stand up, sit down. Sit down. So listen, let me tell you something up in here. You could easily do filming. Now, listen, one of my favorite films is A Bronx Tale. And the reason why it is so well directed. Everybody knows that was the debut, the directorial debut for Robert De Niro. Now, listen here, Devin. Don't pass out on me, okay? Don't pass out on me. So, listen, if you decided to get into directing, I'm going somewhere with this. If you decided to get into directing, I am telling you what's the goddamn truth, you will have the greatest time of your freaking life. You know what I mean? You will open up a door that you would never have imagined. You know what I'm saying? It's going to just explode on you. Listen, and I'm saying A Bronx Tale because everybody knows Robert De Niro is the best. He is the best, right? And so his first film that he directed was A Bronx Tale. And he knocked it out of the park the first time. Why? Because the man is gifted. The man is talented. It's one thing about gifts and talents. Nobody can take that from you. You own that. But it's up to you to use that. So if you are gifted and talented, nobody can take that from you. So listen, Devin, honey, I hope you sit down, baby. Listen, this is for you. This is a fierce shout-out from Omalani. She was on the show. She did Christmas in July, and I'm telling you, I spoke something. I didn't speak anything. And I said, the Father God in heaven speaks, not me. So listen, I give all credit to God because he's the one that sees into different people's lives, not me. Listen, let me tell you something. Something was smoking over her when I was playing her music, and she came back and she gave the testimony. So Devin, you take a listen to this. Check this out, honey.
What's up, my people? I just want to give the biggest shout out to the fiercest network out there, which is called the Fierce Female Network. And for those of you who are tuned in, I don't want you to just see this about entertainment, because this network is about ordainment. My name is Omolani, and I appeared on the show, and at the time, the things that are going on now weren't even in sight. But that's when your illustrious hostess, Miss Queen Fierce herself, predicted things that I am now accomplishing. She listened to my music and went past the rhythm and the elements that she liked about the music. She said, hey, you know what you should do? You should go into fashion. Then she also said, you know what else? You should go to Broadway or something like that. And here I am, about to do my first fashion show. And I'm going to be doing this fashion show just a couple of blocks from Broadway. And on top of that, there's going to be a big billboard of me right there in Times Square, New York. All of this was predicted on the show before this even happened. So dreams really do come true. And sometimes people have the foresight and insight to see into you.
Let me tell you something. Omolani walked. Now, they just don't ask anybody to walk in New York's Fashion Week. So listen, she did that last week. Last week, she was one of the models. She got an invitation. She walked in New York's Fashion Week. I'm telling you, honey, and she sang on Broadway. She sang on Broadway. And I am telling you, she had no idea that was going to happen. She came on the show, and boom, boom, bada, boom, bada, boom, it just fell out of my mouth, and that's what was said, and bam, she's doing it, honey, baby. So listen, let me tell you something. She's blowing up like big fat potatoes. You hear what I'm saying up in here? And they put a billboard of her in Times Square. She didn't pay for none of that, babies. Listen, they did that for her, New York Times Square. So listen, she got a big old billboard up there. So let me tell you something, Devin. Honey, keep using your gifts and your talent. It's going to explode and make a lot of room for you, honey, especially with direct. Oh, you got to do this directing thing. Do it on another scale. And I'm telling you, you're going to be employing people. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, I hope you have your whatever you need for your business, like your LLC, your limited license corporation, your limited liability corporation, a certificate. I hope you have that. If you don't, that's something you got to get into work, honey. Because if you can always get extras, okay, and just pay them cash. You know what I'm saying? So listen, baby, get those things together for yourself. And, honey, it's going to pay off like big time. Pay off like big time. You hear me up in here? Because you can do cartoons, and you already do a phenomenal job. You can do cartoons, and, honey, a larger scale with the directing and the film, I'm telling you, it's blow up like madness. Because you're Your imagination is crazy wild, and it will serve you well. It will serve you. Imagination is a beautiful thing. My God, sometimes I can't even stop my own imagination. Oh, my God. So listen, and it ain't no mental illness. People think, oh, you got something psycho or something like that. Listen, Devin, you keep running with the horses, baby. You keep running with the horses and do your thing, honey. You do it large and you do it big because you got the talent. Listen, I got some more music that's coming up from independent artist Pan Yupa, and I love this song. Y'all check this out. Check out my boy. Name the song is Lee.
I gotta go. Trust me. Hey. Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't worry about that. Listen, listen, stop. I'm coming back. What you mean? I'll be back. I always come back. What am I saying?
Just like magic, more or less I can't keep my hands off you. Living the good life, flying private jets to places you never seen, just to relax and unwind, being together. It's like paradise, watching the ocean clash. Don't run too far, I got plans for you. Be my bad girl overnight, making love under the moonlight. My beautiful starlight, my ray of sunshine. It's been great for the little time we know each other. No drama, always trying to uplift yourself. From the grimy streets of Queens, on the park bench when we first met, I introduced myself, being a gentleman, but she knew I was a player. My ladies are dimes, showcase my crown. Not ready to settle down, I'll be away for a few weeks on a business trip. Even though we're friends, I'd like to see you again. Good man to the world, we express our thoughts, explain our past. She don't want a man to break our heart. I kept it real from the start, she understood. It's just that she gets excited when we touch. She loved the way I is, independent woman, rely on no man. Always cracking jokes, got me smiling, making time to see me when I hit her town. I told my man, that's my tenderoni girl, beautiful personality, dressed to impress. Driving the flyest whips, buying gifts on occasion. So sexy, got me drinking champagne out of a shoe. Dropping my coat down as she walks by, sounds like a fairy tale. True stories don't end in lies. I wanna be the one I can't. Young, immature, want every beautiful woman that come my way. Need to explore the world, I need a little more time to see what's out there. No lockdown, always spread my wings. Don't wanna hold you back, never selfish. Go see for yourself, if it's fate it shall be. So keep in contact, I gotta go. It seems a goodbye because I shall see you again. Always lounging and keep the good memories and thoughts for the next time I come around. If you wanna get down,
yes, that is leave, L-E-A-V-E. Let me tell you something. Let me break that song down for you. Let me tell you, the day of the gentleman, if you notice in some of the lyrics what he said he was always a gentleman, right? The day of a gentleman will never die. never die. I don't care how crazy some people get. I don't care if the masses is going in a whole different direction. The day of the gentleman will never die. Every lady, every real lady wants a gentleman. Even some ladies that really don't understand how to be treated well by a gentleman, they want that too. They just haven't discovered the magic of the gentleman yet. Let me tell you something. I think that's why I'm still single, because, listen, let me tell you something. In my day of dating, and believe me, people, I do not have a problem with saying this. I have dated so many different people. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I don't know. I think I've dated well over 100 guys. You hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, I don't mean in the last year or so. I'm talking about from my young adult life, like my 20s. I'm an old fart now. So, listen, of course, I've dated well over 100 people. You know what I'm saying? Starting in my 20s up to past my 50s. I'll put it that way. Put a pen in it, right? So, listen, I have dated well over 100 different men. You hear what I'm saying? Now get your mind out of the gutter. I didn't sleep with them. My God, my God, my God. I think I slept with maybe two of them. I'm dating about 100 people, over 100 people. I think I slept with two because I had a serious committed relationship. But listen, let me tell you something. The reason why I enjoy dating different people, because I always, always dated gentlemen. There's nothing like it. There is nothing like being treated very well by a gentleman. Now, listen, I had a handful of nuts. I'll be honest here. I had a handful of nuts, right? And I didn't, you know, of course, you take out your big giant scissors and cut them off, right? So listen. And he says it in the song. And I'm telling you, if I had a gentleman like the ones that I used to date in the past, I'd marry him today. Because you know why? A gentleman is a gentleman is a gentleman. A gentleman is not going to change. Honey, you can put your last dollar on it. A gentleman is not going to change. You know why? Because men that are real, I'm talking about a real gentleman, they were taught that way. They were gentlemen growing up. And I sincerely believe this. I sincerely believe this. If you are a gentleman, a real life gentleman, a real gentleman. When you were growing up, you were a gentleman then. You were a young gentleman. Your mom or your dad taught you how to be a gentleman to your sister, right? Taught you how to open the door, how to be kind and nice to your sister, right? Okay? So you're in training. You're a young child, a young boy in training on how to carry that into adulthood. That is the way that it goes, people. That, oh, my God, I didn't mean to go this way. But listen, you guys already know I'm a trained, licensed life coach, yada, yada, yada. Get that on out the way. So listen, if I met a real, honest, God, true gentleman today, I'd marry him today. You know why? Because I know he's not going to change. When your heart is set one way, it ain't like you're going to wake up tomorrow and become somebody different. No, 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 no. You are who you are, who you are. If it's in your heart and you were trained, that was put in you from childhood, and you ain't going to change, baby. So listen, this song, Leave, is just wonderful. That's L-E-A-V-E. Listen, I gave a whole lot of life lessons. Did y'all take notes up here? Because this was a free class today. Did y'all take your notes? So listen, when you come to the Fierce Female Network, bring your tablet, bring your pen, and take some notes, because you never know what's going to come out of mama's mouth. Okay, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And Deborah Horney, you better get the door on your filming, baby. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. I'll be back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.